Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastors Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, love families, serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. We want to welcome our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan o por audio o video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Today we're going to be talking and continuing with staying positive in Jesus, number two. Amen. So, and also I want you to remember God is not finished with you. He has great plans for you, and none of them include defeat. Amen. So make yourself available and let go and let God. So remember, the Lord is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available. Let go and let God know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. See yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. Amen. Woo. So praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Before we continue, let's make this declaration together. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and say this with me. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you first. Well, first of all, let me do this. I gave you a handout. And the handout says this. And I'm talking to you too, those of you watching, those of you listening. Amen. It says, never feel unqualified to serve the Lord. He put us here as His body. You know, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you became part of His body. You're part of God's winning team. Amen. So never feel unqualified to serve the Lord. God looks at the heart and not your past. But the enemy, and He uses people to remind you always of your past. Remind you always of your failures. Remind you always of you doing the wrong things. But that's not God. God sees your heart. Amen. And you're a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that the old is gone and new is in. You are born again. You're a child of God. Amen. So never, 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 never feel unqualified to serve the Lord. He put us here as His body to serve, amen, and do His ministry, amen. So, listen, I've got this. I have shared this with you before, but I'm going to read some of them at you. So next time you feel God can't use you, remember this. Noah was a drunk. Abraham was too old. So don't say, you know, hey, I'm too old, God can't use me. I'm too young, God can't use me. No, He can use you anytime, amen. It says, Joseph was abused. His brother wanted to kill him. That's how much he loved him. Says Moses had a stuttering problem. Whatever problems you think you've got, amen, you got to give them to Jesus. Jesus, but the stripes was put on Jesus so that you could be healed. But you know what? You have to speak to that. Don't wait for God to do it for you. He's already sacrificed His Son. Jesus took the stripes so that you can say, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Sickness, I rebuke you. I command you to go. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm not receiving you. And that's what you got to do. You have to take authority. Amen. You submit yourself to God. You resist Satan. You resist the sickness and tell it to go in Jesus' name. He said He's got to flee. He can't stay in you. Amen. It says Gideon was afraid. All of us. From time to time, we have this spirit, this fear. But He says, I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Says, Samson had long hair. We say, well, you know what? Before you come in my church, you're going to have to cut your hair. Before you come in my church, you got to take that off. You got to put this on, or you got to meet our standards. Well, you know what? God died for them. God's pleased with them, so you be pleased. Amen. We got to replace you. A little boy. The little boy had a lunch, and God used him. So, you know, hey, age, forget it, you know. They never too young, and they never too old. Just right. Says David had an affair. Oops. Or he also murdered somebody. He murdered somebody, the husband, so that he can have his wife. Amen. So God used him. And he was the first king. He was king. He was born a shepherd boy. He was a little shepherd, but you know what? He was king of Israel. Jonah ran from God. Some of you are still running. We need to stop and say, wait a minute. I need to get right. Just like the prodigal son, quit running and come back to God. Amen. That's what we need to do. Naomi was a widow. Well, you know, God can't use me because I'm a widow. You know, I'm a poor little me. No, God can use you. Amen. So Peter denied Christ 3 times. You know what? And nowadays, if you deny Jesus 3 times, you know, you say, hey, God can use you. You quit on him. You denied him. So you know what? God can use you. No, God used him mightily even after that. Amen. He brought many into the kingdom of God. Amen. The first time was like 3,000. The second time was 5,000 plus. Amen. So God can use you. The disciples fell asleep. Jesus stays there. Can't you stay awake? But still, God used them mightily. Amen. Praise God. God used the donkey. He even spoke. So he can use me. Ooh, praise God. And guess what? He used Lazarus. And he was dead. God resurrected him. He woke him up, said, get up. And he got up. You know, some of us are still dead. We got to get up, get full of God so we can get ourselves stirred up so we can go out, serve him. So, you know, if God can use these people, he can use me. Amen. It says God used them all and he can use you. Amen. So, and I want to say this more. No more excuses. The body of Christ has many parts. We are the body of Christ. That includes you. So you can just point at you and say you. Don't point fingers at nobody else. God can use you. Amen. He's the head and we're his body on earth. We're being his ministers of reconciliation, bringing people, lost souls into the kingdom of God. God used his body on earth to complete his ministry. Again, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. That means people. Everywhere you go, guess what? Everywhere you go, there's people. that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You are very important to him. You are very important to the body of Christ. You are very important to the church. Amen. So see yourself again. See yourself the way God sees you. Be available, be involved, be a participator, not a spectator. Fulfill your part. Amen. This physical body has many parts. You're part of the body. So whatever part it is, fulfill. Be involved. Amen. It says you are called, you are anointed, and you are equipped. That's God prepared you just the way he wanted you. But we got to get off our kumusiyama and get involved and be participators. Bible says you can do some things through Christ. Amen. It says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So don't say, well, I can't, whatever. No, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So no more holding back, no more excuses. God bless you. God loves you. Amen. So let's remember this. Just a few nuggets I want to share with you and get you all stirred up and excited and motivated so that you can go out and do for him. He just didn't put us here so we can just sit back and be comfy and do nothing. No, he wants us to be involved. Amen. And you know what? Every day when you get up, say, Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. You have given me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And what is it you want me to do today, Lord? Amen. And be excited. Be joyful. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Why be sad? Why be doom and gloom, you know, when you can be joyful and rejoicing in him? Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Nobody wants to be around a sad person or unjoyful person. Hallelujah. I want to read this one scripture nugget to you. It says, never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never give up on God because he never gave up on you. Amen. There's many times when your prayers seem unanswered. The road feels too difficult, and you wonder where God is. But silent does not mean he is absent. And waiting does not mean that he's forgotten about you. Even when you cannot see his hand, you can still trust his heart. It says, God knows every tear you've cried, every battle you've faced, and every burden you've carried. He is working behind the scenes, strengthening your faith and preparing a way forward. Hold on to his promises and keep walking with him because your story, your ministry is not fulfilled yet. Amen. So let's remember that. Stay focused and press on, child of God. He didn't say for you to sit and be comfy. Amen. Every day is a day to go and do for him. I don't care what giants are waiting for you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm going to rejoice and have a blessed day. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. And one scripture I want to give you in Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong, be of good courage. Do not fear and do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Again, if anybody walks away, it's us walking away from him. But he never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. He says, I'll go. He says, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says our temple, our body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he's always with us. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Say amen or oh me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to continue with staying positive in Jesus, number two. Or staying positive in a negative world. It says staying positive in a negative world centers on guarding your heart, focusing your thoughts on God's truth. Amen. Resisting fear, and living as a light in darkness. We are the light of the world, Jesus. We are his light in this lost world. Amen. It says we don't have to look far to see, hear, or read something negative, something bad. People, news, media, TV, radios, cells, quick to share, bombard us with negative, bad news, cares before they share a good thought or a good news. Amen. So I've got some scriptures for you. It says, stay positive and meditate on some of these things. First one is Philippians. Go ahead. Let me see. Staying positive in a negative world. Go to the next one. I wanted to share these with you. It says, stay positive, stay focused, stay strong in him. We need to write this down and see it every day so we can stay positive, stay focused, and stay strong in him. Keep going. These are good. It says, you're stronger than you think because God is with you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. One more. It says, no storm is too big when you have faith in God. Amen. Have faith in him, you know. I say, hey, I'm going to rejoice, be glad in this day, and I'm going to go and fulfill what God wants me to do. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So Philippians, our first scripture is Philippians 4:8 says this, the New Living Translation. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing says, fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, and right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. New King James says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. You have opportunities to think on all kinds of stuff. That's why the Bible says, you know, the battlefield is the mind. And you're going to be thinking all kinds of negative things. You're going to be thinking all kinds of things. But you know what? The Bible says, renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. Renew it as often as needed. Because the enemy is going to try to trip you up. Amen. And people are going to say things. You're going to hear things around people. And you can't help but hear. But you got to renew your mind and say, I'm not falling for that. I'm not receiving that. That's not for me. And delete. And renew your mind and focus on what it is God wants you to do. Amen. Praise God. Like I said here, it says people, news media, TV, radio, cells, magazines, whatever, quick to share and bombard you with negative stuff. But you got to renew your mind and be focused on the good things. Amen. And we already read Philippians. Joshua says this. First he says, focus your thoughts on God's truth, which is Philippians 4:8. Tells you what to think about. And it says, resist fear. Joshua 1:1-9 says this. And New King James says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He is with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Amen. So, hallelujah. Praise God. It also says, living as a light in darkness. Amen. And Matthew 5:16 says this. New King James says, let your light so shine before men or people. Everywhere you go, there's people. It says that they may see the good work and glorify God in heaven. The Amplified says, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your God who is in heaven. Amen. So, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. These are good. Thank you. And Proverbs 17:22 says this. He says, New King James, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Amplified, a happy heart is good medicine, but a joyful mind causes healing. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. Still, you know, again, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He says he's going to give you a new day, but he says rejoice and be glad in it. Be happy in it. Be joyful in it. Why? Because God is giving it to you. You know, don't look at the day, oh, man, another day, oh, man, I got to go to work. Man, you dread it. No. Rejoice and be glad in it. I'm doing something for the Lord. Be joyful. Be happy about it. Serving God is rewards you. It pays you. Amen. It's such a blessing. Romans 12 says, be happy. Again, because of the hope you have. Because patient when you have trouble. Pray all the time. Not sometimes, but all the time. New King James says, that's the easy to read version. New King James says, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, and continue steadfast in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm excited. And we've been talking about this one, but Nehemiah tells us, Nehemiah 8:10, I put B or the B part, that's the last part of it. We didn't have to read the whole thing, but it says, Nehemiah 8:10b says, New King James, but it says, do not sorrow. Don't be sad. Don't be, let that doom and gloom come out. You know, but it says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yeah. Amen. And people want to be, they'd rather be around a joyful person than a sad, doom and gloom person. Nobody want to be around you. It says, do not be worried. Man, you could be worried all the time. It says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And one more scripture for you is Romans 15:13 says, easy to read version. I pray that the Lord would give you, who gives hope, will fill you with much joy and peace as you trust in him. Then you will have more and more hope. And it will flow out of you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Man, people are going to want to be around you. I want this person. You know anything about this person? Oh, that person is always joyful. Why? Because God is with them. Amen. And the King James says, and now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So faith in Christ enables us to stay positive in a negative world. You can be around a negative world. You can be around negative people. Just don't let it come on you. Renew yourself. Renew your mind. Say, I'm not accepting that. Amen. Matter of fact, you can share something positive with them, you know. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5, 7 says this, for we walk not by faith, but by sight. Not, says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And the Amplified says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confidence and believing in God's promises. Amen. Watch your words and watch your actions. Speak faith-filled words. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amplifies, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will indulge in it, eat its fruit, and bear the consequences. It's going to grow in you. So the best thing to do is don't speak it. You might have thought about it, but don't say it. Don't let it come out of your mouth. You know, if it don't come out of your mouth, you didn't plant it. Because anything you plant is going to grow. Amen. Have a positive testimony. You will bring others to Christ, again, we're His ministers of reconciliation. But we go, Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death, to the death. Amen. So have a positive, you're going to have positive testimony. People are going to see what God, what you went through and how God brought you it out, you know. And you know what? It's going to set them free. You're going to sow some positive seeds, and it's going to come back. Amen. Some are going to water it, but God's going to give the increase, and salvation is coming. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Magnify God and not your problem, not your care. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. There you go. Magnify God, not the care, not the problem, not the sickness. I'm magnifying my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. By your stripes, I am well, and I'm healed. And I'm restored. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Have no fears. Again, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Oh, excuse me, the New Living Translation says fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. New King James says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. You know, once in a while, when you renew your mind, always, I say it myself, you can say it yourself, I have the mind of Christ. My mind is healed. You know, sometimes you feel like you're thinking all kind of crazy stuff and you say, man, I'm going crazy. Well, don't say it. Just say, I don't receive this. I have the mind of Christ. My mind is healed. Amen. I say it all the time. Hallelujah. Again, rejoice and be glad. Psalms 118:24, easy to read version says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. Man, you know, we were talking about staying positive. We want to be happy and joyful in Him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Rejoice and be glad in this new day He's given you. In the New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Confess the word over yourself, you know, and say, hey, I'm going to have a good day. I don't care what they're saying. Oh, man. Only time to mention God is on Fridays. Thank God it's Friday. The weekend. Hallelujah. But, you know, I never see them in church anyway. So keep your mind renewed. Again, the battlefield is the mind. But New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. It's so easy. You see it. You're around them. You're right in the middle of it. You hear it all the time. But it says, do not copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Thinking has a lot to do with it. Amen. Renew your mind and think right the way He wants you to think. Philippians 4:8, we read a few minutes ago what we are to think like, okay? It says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. New King James, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By renewing your mind, renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Whew, thank you, Lord. I don't want to be negative, and I don't want to say the wrong things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Speaking negative never helps. Speaking positive is the answer. John 8:32 says this. In the New Living Translation, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free from whatever the mindsets are, whatever the tradition is, whatever you was taught before. What does the Word of God say? You know what the Word of God says and go by what the Word says, not what people say. Well, it's always been done like this. No, it's going to be done the way God says so. Amen. When you know the truth, it's going to set you free from those mindsets, from those traditional ways. New King James says, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Make you free. And you can put your name there. It's going to make Jose free. Amen. Praise God. It works. The work works for everyone that works the work. It says, magnify him and not the problem. Speak faith-filled words. Speak positive. Say something positive instead of something negative. Make quality decisions daily to stay focused in spite of a negative world. You're going to be around it all the time. Don't mean you got to accept it. Don't mean you got to be like them. Just don't be conformed to this world. Amen. But John 16:33 says, New King James, and these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You get in the Word. What's the Word says? You know, whatever the world says and what God says is different. So go by what the Word says. But you got to open the book and read it. Amen. Open it up. Stay positive and victorious daily. We can do this. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Seek Him first. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Praise God. Refuse to quit when things get tough. Never give up. Don't give up. Amen. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Keep going. Galatians 6:9 says, So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Amen. Man, that's a blessing. We just don't give up. You know, Jesus was sacrificed, but he fulfilled his mission. And he told Father, you know what? Before he left, I'm so glad he said this. Don't hold this against him. Forgive him. So, you know what? You that are watching, you that are listening, you know, all you have to do is say, Lord, I'm lost. I've sinned against you. I repent. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's going to get all that straightened out. And he's going to receive you. And you're going to start living for him. And you're going to go on and be a winner for God. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Next one says, Isaiah 41:10 says, do not be afraid. For why? Because he says, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged. For I am your God. Or I am your God. Since I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Amazing, huh? He tells us what not to do. Says, do not be discouraged. And what the enemy tries to do, he tries to discourage you all the time. You're not good enough. You can't do this, you can't do that, you're nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the next one says, keep going. Philippians 4:13, we know this very well. It says, For I, Jose, can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. It says, New King James says, I can do nothing. Oh, I can do some things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Speak the word. Confess the word. Speak faith-filled words. Amen. Bible says, this is talking to you. Not just the selected people. Amen. This is for all his children to read and be strong in him. It says, I, Jose, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you start confessing the word for yourself. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Stay hungry. Stay thirsty. Stay filled with him. Stand and continue to stand with him. Amen. See the good in all. And not just the bad and the fault. L-A-F. You can write that down. Just say L-A-F. L-A-F means this: love, accept, and forgive. If Jesus can do it for us, we can do the same. Don't just look at the negative things people say or do. But you know what? Let the love and compassion of God flow through you. Amen. And we are to love, accept, and forgive. Amen. For God so loved the world, He sacrificed His Son. Jesus gave His life. Who are we to hold anything against anybody? Amen. So, love, accept, forgive. Be fishers of men. We catch, God cleans them. Amen. God judges, not us. Remember, stop magnifying the problem. Stop the negative talk. You can stop it. Don't just go blabbering, you know, because this words. Words. You got to be careful with the words you speak. Let it be positive and not negative. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Control your words. Guard your mouth. Zip the lip. Don't get hung by the tongue. Speak the right words. Speak faithful words. We travel our whole life speaking words. Amen. God spoke this world into existence with words. So life and death are in the power of the tongue. The words you speak. That's how powerful they are. We frame our world with the words we speak. Amen. So, you know what? That tells us, I'm going to start speaking the right things. Speak positive and not negative. Taste your words before you spit them out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I think we're going to stop right there. Amen. So, I'll read this at you. Proverbs 18:21, write this down. It says, New King James, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Amplify says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Again, Proverbs. Yeah, I said Proverbs. Okay, so listen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Tongue, what do you speak with the tongue? You speak words. You speak words. So we're talking about words, the words you speak. So it's very important. Because if you speak it, you're sowing it. And if you're sowing it, it's going to grow. Anything you sow a seed, and it's going to grow. So you're sowing your garden. If you want positive things in your garden, speak positive. And hold your tongue. Even though you want to say it so bad, man, I just have to give them a piece of my mind. I just got to let them know how I feel, you know. Well, you know what? Well, you felt good after that, but guess what? You just planted a whole bunch of negative stuff in your garden, and it's going to grow in you. So, says you, Lord, best thing to do is just say, well, God loves you. God loves you, and I love you. Praise God. Amplify says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will indulge in it. Indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. You. Amen. You. That's talking about you. So in closing, stay positive in Jesus. Faith in Jesus enables us to stay positive in a negative world. Be positive and not negative. Overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And a positive testimony brings others to Christ. Watch your words. Watch your actions. Speak faith through words. Zip the lip. You know, we put a zipper when we want to zip things. We put a little zipper on our mouth, you know, and just pretend. Zip it. Because ain't nothing. You didn't want to say anything good. So, you know what? Just zip it. Keep it to yourself. You didn't speak it and you didn't sow it. So, it's not going to grow. And you know what? Say, I rebuke it. Just let it go. Delete it. Let it go. Magnify God and not the care, not the problem. Amen. So stay positive in the negative world. Serve and join Jesus' winning team. Amen. If you have never accepted Him, now's the time. Says, don't join the wrong crowd. The enemy, the world. Don't copy the world. Be the original God made you to be. He called you, He anointed you, and He's equipped you. He didn't forget anything. He didn't leave anything out of place. We just got to stay focused and live for Him. Amen. It says, study, meditate, renew your mind, and press on, child of God. Amen. Do you receive? Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And those of you watching, those of you listening, if you have never accepted him, it's time you stop running, and it's time you start confessing, Lord, I've sinned against you. Come in my life, be my Lord and Savior. He's not going to turn you down. It's just time that you accept him. Amen. He died for you. He gave his life for you so that you could have eternal life with him. Amen. So when you confess that, God is going to receive you. Amen. Praise God. And if you have sickness in your body, all you got to do is say, gee, by Jesus' stripes, I am well, I am healed. So I don't receive no sickness in my body. I don't receive no malfunctions in my body. By his stripes, I am well, I'm healed. So sickness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Do you receive, church? Amen. So it's time to give. It's time to give. So go to our website, nbcbigben.com. Hit that donate button. If you go on mail, P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. For Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. God loves you and we love you. And remember, stay positive in a negative world. Amen. God bless you.